Sí, a favor de Ezequías. Ginter, by heart.
Kaya Badra Kalam Andragari.
How?
Kaya Badra Kalam. Badra Kalam. Kaya Badra Kalam. Kaya. Kaya Badra Kalam.
And then?
Andragari. Gami Sangi Sikha Kanda. Kaya Badra Kalam Andragari. Nisi Bisani Sikha Kanda.
Then? You tell. Tell them by heart.
Na kaya pacharangata.
Na?
Na kaya kaya pacharakam anaragari. Kimi samiti sikhagaraniya. Na kaya pacharakam anaragari.
One mistake. One mistake only. Gami Samhita. Not Gami Samhita. Gami Samhita.
Oh, Gami Samhita.
Gami Samhita. No. You about 2-3 mistakes. You tell. Nisa? No, Nisa, Nidhi. Nidhi is a man. Nidhi is a. Nisi. Nisi. Nisi dana. You Nisi dana. Nisi di sami. Oh, he's checking. He's checking. Punyarat is checking very correct from his smartphone. Smartphone? Correct. You correct it? Come.
Gagala.
Oh, you're right, Nisiti Samiti. How do you write Nisiti Samiti? Correct? Everything correct? You think it is correct? Huh?
Yes.
Mistake? Ah, even mistake. Okay, that is a mistake. Chalaka. Chalakan. Now, come. You write. Come in, no, come. So now here. One mistake, two mistakes, three mistakes, no? Three mistakes. Five mistakes. Now you write. No, wait. Wait. You check mistakes. How many mistakes? Okay.
No, it's me.
You are the correcting bank. Correcting one. There are two words, no? Ye and ka. Kaya. Means body, no? Body. Body. Pachalaka. Now, ye. If there are two words, sometimes the consonant becomes double. Get the. Sometimes, okay.
这两个词组合在一起是有时候有时候那个第二个词那个开头那个辅音可能会烧起来，就是那个词本来是帕查拉克，本来是一个那个一个品，然后因为那两个词组合在一起，所以变成两个品。然后第一个词是几个意思？
The real word you can tell me is pachalaka.
Yes, I told you.
So then, alright, now you must also learn to pronounce. Pachalakan, pachalakan, like pasampadhan.
This consonant is there in Chinese language also. They don't have to learn this.
They don't pronounce correctly.
Yes, because in Chinese it's not written this way. In Chinese it's written NG.
Like NG?
Yes, it's in Chinese. Same.
But you must explain him. Actually, it is nu. This is this one. Okay. It is nu. Okay. Nu. You can go like this. Okay. Nu. Not. Not mu. Not mu. Okay. It's not unk. Oh, it's not unk also.
It's not G, but it's only a romanization. But there's no good there.
No good. Well, actually, it's like that. Buddhan. It is resonance. It's called resonance. For example, you have like. It is a ball. We take the ball. Buddhan saranam upasabbadhan yachami sangham upasabbadhan yachami. So if the teachers, they will hear not correct, they will tell you to tell again. Kamavacharya?
Yes, yes.
So they will tell again. What? You have to learn correct. Okay? If you learn Ulumpatu man bande. Man bande. It's on N. Okay? It's N. Man bande. Ulumpatu bande sango. Sanghan upasampadan. Okay? Ya chami. You don't need to tell too much. I'm telling you just to teach. Okay. Alright, this is something. The history, no? So then, to tell them about the history, if they want to ask about any questions. Did they read the history in the first place? Did they read the history in the first place?
So he's asking that this ten allowable items proposed by this Vajjayam Bhikkhus. So they are asking that is it necessary to memorize the pari of these the ten issues?
I don't think they are coming for exams.
I never seen cover exam.
No, because these are just honorable things which this monk did. Now in the exam they are not allowed ask you about such thing because these are already decided, no? In the second council they are the honorable things. So therefore I don't think they are going to ask you for Pasamada. It is like on a historical basis you can know. You can know actually that there were the Vajjiputas who did this. It's not mentioned here. And how the split came. But the main point was the last one about money. Okay? Now the others are just minor things. But money was the most shocking thing. So then this is how it started. Because Yasa the Arahat did not accept the money, they forced him to go and ask forgiveness. This is actually when the conflict came, the real conflict. It was about money. The others are just minor things.
这个是非法，因为都是非法事情，然后第二次就是就是已经决定了，已经决定了非法，所以说这个在考试中什么，他认为出现可能性不大，然后其实就是做一个历史事项，大家了解一下，然后这事实非法里边那个前面几项都是比较那个这个，而现在是比较不重要的事情，然后那个第十项那个经营性，这个是比较严重的，他说因为在历史上真正引起冲突，也就是这个第十项，因为那个阿拉汉也是，然后看到一些那个外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分外分内分 当然想
那昨天那个
讲话，
那个第七个，
然后
我回去看一个那个
第七个。So he asked you to explain this kapati amatika kapu.
Hmm?
He asked you to explain this kapati amatika kapu.
I forgot to check now. Yesterday night I thought there was some other thing to be done. So then, but there is a commentary tells, sub-commentary. So he is very interested to know, no?
Yeah,
seems. It is not very important things, but what to do? This is what all sub-commentary tells now, you see. It is, if a monk who is Bhutava in Bhavarita, if he takes this kind of amatita, amatita means this something between milk and something and curd, something between milk and curd, this kind of thing, then it is allowable to eat. But I have to check how the I did not check why this Mahatera said they rejected it, because I have to go to the Chula Bhagavad. Chula Bhagavad and check. So then I wanted to do yesterday night, or today morning also, but it went out of our mind, of our minds. Because now in Chula Bhagavad they explain why this has been rejected.
No.
The reason is not given in sub-commentaries.
No.
So then, therefore, I have to go there. If you can give me some time, I don't know. Otherwise, I have to do it tomorrow. Then.
然后那个想做别什么事情，然后他说那个他因为这个就这个去消费那边查， 那教片里边他解释就是那大长老为什么拒绝这种不教辱。所以说如果你不是很着急的话，他可以明天查。你不是很着急的话，他可以明天查。或者你也看，你现在查也可以。
没
事，不复杂。你现在应该 check tomorrow。你三天的话。你说你的问题。
还有一个问题，就第三次结集的时候，那个盾杖被彻底确立了。然后那个就是说，因为之前那个第一次结集和第二次结集都是那个，就是说盾杖是被收在小哥盾弩里嘛，是不是这样？盾杖是盾弩的时候被收入。然后我就想确认一下，就是说，
在哪里啊？那个，你说那个这个记者好像没写这个。
是没写。那就是因为我看第三次结集说论事那家我在论上的，
对，
我想问的就是在第一次结集和第二次结集的时候，论账是都因为一共七部论，是不是其他六部都是在之前在前两次结集里边是有论母的，或者是有论母的都有哪几部论，然后有哪一个是由第三次结集的新出现的。
So he's asking that out of the seven books of Abhidhamma, book Katavatu is added in the third canto, but he's asking that for the first six books, is it true that their Matikas has been added on the first two cantos or something?
First concept.Matikas have been added?
In the first two cancels.
Matikas, I don't know, because the history about Abhidhamma as well, now, there is different part. There is a Theravada tradition, there are other opinions about who has done Abhidhamma, sometimes the Dalai Abhidhamma has not been teached by the Buddha, and all these kind of opinions. According to the Theravada tradition, in the beginning, Abhidhamma was not a separate Tripitaka, a Pitaka. It was Anta Kutaka Nikaya, Sutta Pitaka.
Kutaka Nikaya, okay.
Kutaka Nikaya is part of Sutta Pitaka, Anta the Kutaka Nikaya.
So in the first council, you mean?
First council, and I think second also, third. Maybe third council, I don't know.It was later that it has been separate Pitaka.
So in the third council it becomes a separate Pitaka, you mean?
I don't know when, I can't tell. Whether it is maybe third council, I don't know. Because these are just scattered information. But according to the Dhammasangani Atakata, it was part of the Kutaka Nikaya, because it was a long discourse. It was one discourse. It was not like...separate into different days. The Buddha will give in one stretch the whole discourse. So they was to become like a sutta. So they put it not Kutaka Nikaya. It was not separate as a Pitaka. There was no Abhidhamma Pitaka, only Vinaya Pitaka, Sutta Pitaka. So therefore now in the first council, the monks recited Vinaya Pitaka, Sutta Pitaka. It does not mention anything about Abhidhamma, because it was part of Kutaka Nikaya.Second council, the same. Third council, I can't remember. I there is no mention about that. But probably later, of course, they separated different. Because when they put the Tripitaka into script, they have to separate Abhidhamma into different section. Because very long. And they make a different Pitaka, it is Abhidhamma Pitaka. So now these Matikas actually are not important things, because actually summaries, actually, it's like a list of things. So, who has written this or not, and what, we don't know. Whether it was by students or by the Buddha himself, I don't think it is Buddha himself. They are summaries. It's like a table of contents. Matikas are table of contents. That's called. Therefore, now it has been editors who might have done this. Who are, you know, maybe when they've been added, difficult to find.
然后他说这样，他说根据法学院的医术呢，阿毗达摩本来是夹在那个在第一次第二次结集时，他都是分在那个金蛋小锅里边，然后是作为一部整个的经验出现，而就是那个就作为整个现在那个经验出现，然后那个第三次结集，那个他那个他是他是不是作为一个那个独立葬礼出现，说他已经不记得了，但是而且他说他也没有明确。他也没有明确证据，就是说这个阿毗达摩什么时候就是作为一个独立的藏，分离出来。他说这可能是在第四阶级之后。然后他说呢，他说这个论文只是阿毗达摩的一个目录，一个提要性的东西。他说他不认为这个论文是佛陀所说的，这个后来编辑加上去。他认为论文是后来加上去的，就是说那个在阿毗达摩经上后来人编辑出来的。
啊，就是开始，也就是说论文是后来
加上去的。就是现在他的意思是先有阿毗达摩后有论文。
啊。
他说这是根据上次古传统，当然有其他的观点。八七月
因为参加此次结集，而被僧团委派赴长安剑门大学见到。他这个意思是不是当时这两位宗主，没参加这个结集？
对，他没参加结集。
没参加结集，等于说是他被负责这个僧团剑门地区，这个当时还没出生。
我不知道是已经出生还是说只是那个我记得好像是已经出生，但他只是个小孩，好像是这样。
啊，因为第二次结
集
跟第三次结
集
相传
也相传。对，目前第一尊者，据我所知，好像在第三次结集时候已经一百岁了，多少岁？我记不得是一百多少岁，反正是一百岁以上，我记得。
应该130岁。
我不知道他一百多少岁，但你可以看是小品里边他有很详细记载，就是说那个。这两个僧人是被惩罚了，就是说那个西格瓦僧人和巴西僧人好像是最后一个惩罚，让他们就负责教这个僧人，然后这个僧人当时出生，我记不清里边写没写，你可以看小品，小品里边有说。
他这个上面写后者被预言为就主持第三结集，就是说他出生以后已经被受祭。主持这个结集了，
我不知道说起他出生以前还是出生以后，反正就是反正
他们是知道这个人以后会主持，所以交代
的。对，我不知道他是已经出生还是没出生。
这个时候是不是他现在还没有出生，还在天界里？
我不知道，你看小品，你看小品里边，如果说的话，那就是那个。还有三
个。对，还有那个佛陀入灭是四月圆日。
四月圆日，你说？
是四月圆日。
我可以帮你。So he's asking that did the Buddha attain Parinibbana on the full moon day of April? Did the Buddha attain Parinibbana on the full moon day of April?
April?
Yes.Is that
it's Vesaka?
Yes, Vesaka means April.
No, May.
May?
May.
Weird.
The month of May, which Vesaka is celebrated.
That's what we said. If it's in the middle of the show, which is in the middle of the show,
it says April. Yeah, it says April exam paper.
I don't know. It's not mentioned.你还有没有什么？你
他本月是四月圆日到五月圆。
无下法月是四月圆日到五月
圆。对，佛历的第一天应该是四月
圆，是五月圆。So he said that the first day of Buddhist calendar should be the full moon day on April because the Vesaka month is the a full moon day for, from the full moon day on April to the full moon day on May. And he said that it should be the full moon day on April.
Actually, the whole month, the Vesaka month, month starts one day after the full moon of April.
Okay.
But so then, and in the end, and the full off of May. And Vesaka full moon is actually May. The previous month is Chitta.
Okay.
The previous full moon is Chitta.
Okay.
The Chitta full moon finishes in April, and then on the following day after the full moon, the Vesaka month starts. And therefore, the Vesaka month it is May. Vesaka full moon is regarded as May.
他说这样，他说那个，他说这个时间是从那个四月元日和第一日开始算，四月元日和第一日才是那个辟者七月的第一日，然后辟者七月最后一日是五月元日，也就是说所谓的辟者七月元日是五月元日，然后你说那个四月元日是哪个是那个智斗罗月元日？
佛陀出生，那为什么佛历它不是以佛陀出生或者是入灭的那一天为定天？佛历好像不是以佛陀出生的，是那个应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该应该
away, or the day after the Buddha passed away.
It is actually now. It is the Buddha passed away on the Vesaka full moon or May full moon.
Yes.
So the calendar starts now, counting from that date.
Ah.
And the year starts from that full moon, May full moon. It is now, or maybe on the following day. From the following day starts.
The following day starts
because it goes actually past on the dawn time, almost dawn time.
Okay.
Full moon. Okay. So therefore now the following day the Buddhist calendar starts.
The first day.
Oh. Therefore now we have to count not the Vesaka month. The Vesaka month is already finished.
Okay.
We have to Jeta month. June full moon. From May full moon to June full moon, it starts like that.
So that means the first year, the first month, the first day, like that.
就是这个就是这一天是佛历元年第一日第一天，对吗？一月第一天，那就是已经是五月元日，五月元日的后一日。哦，后一天。对，那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
So in, okay, in the meanwhile, I found out the answer for this Amatita Kapu. So the Chulavaka Pali gives the same definition. Okay, because it asks what is Amatita Kapu. It is the same definition what I have we have already talked about, about a monk who has eaten and become Pavarita. And he eats this kind of stuff, which is called something between milk and curd. Okay? So then, and it tells, it is not allowed.
The reason?
It is not allowed. In Chulavaga Valley, it is not allowed. Now the answer it is we have to go to the rule itself. The rule itself, which is Pavarita rule. Now it says that according to the Pavarita rule, there are five bhojanas now.
Yes.
Five bhojanas. Okay, which the monk who has fallen to Pavarita and is called should not eat if he gets out of his seat. So then now this kind of milk and curd do not belong to the five bhojanas. But if you see the dukkata offenses here, even if he gets yamakalika, satahaikalika, yavajivika, aharataya for food, okay, then it's about dukkata. So therefore now, in the same way, if he gets milk and other things for food, all dukkata. So curd, all dukkata. Whether it is milk or curd or something in between, you can dukkata.
他说这个是这样，他说根据那个足食戒呢，那个那个那个足食戒，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
And another thing now, you see, here it is, it says that this bhikkhu, if he accepts kadaniya also, kadaniya, so if he eats also kadaniya, it says that means kadaniya, bhujaniya, kadati bhunjati, abad dukatas, pachitya. If he eats kadaniya, thing is pachitya. According to this rule. But anyway, I'm telling you, this is whatever the case is, but now it is this. Therefore, now this thing belongs to that, it can fall into dukkata by doing like that. It's not directly pachitya, but it's dukkata by eating, taking this kind of mixture which is something between milk and curd. Or if you take milk and so forth, it's again, it's dukkata.
So this milk itself is kadaniya.
Yes, belongs, it can fall into a kadaniya category.
Then it's not dukkata, it's pachitya, you mean?
So then, if he gets for food, now if you don't take it for food, we take something else. Oh. I don't know, what the decision was exactly is not allowed. This is the meaning.
Okay.
It's dukkata or pachitya, so what?
那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那
啊，如果它不是蚕食的话，
对，它如果是蚕食可以吃，
蚕食当然可以吃，
就是它有个先决条件，蚕食，
对对对，
而且是足食后起坐后，
足食后起坐后非蚕食三个条件。大家想
Now we must tell them that Buddhist calendar you can't learn in one day. It is complicated. That's called, especially if you have a familiar with other calendars, for you it is difficult to follow. It means one day you can't learn it. This is the meaning. You can learn several days, but not in one day. But I can explain it, no problem.
佛理这个东西呢，首先跟大家讲的就是说，这个东西不是一天可以学完，因为尤其是你们有时候学习太厉害，所以佛理这东西可能要花好几天时间才能熟悉。然后，但是这让可以给大家解释。
Okay, now, alright, let's go now.
So he's asking that since this Buddhist, the calculation of Buddhist calendar is a big project, so they're asking you to finish the other part, the other part first. And then if anybody is still interested in this Buddhist calendar, then they can do it. because still they have to learn this Pindapatika Vatana.
Ah, this is now, Rick. I forgot to tell now. So then I met Mikoda Pandey. So then I asked about two questions. The first question about the exams. And whether it will be in English or in Chinese. And he told this monk, they don't know English, no? We have to make it in Chinese, he told. So therefore now. He told me that he wants to keep this paper, exam papers, and send to Malaysia and get it from there translated.
Yes, this is what they have done 3 years before.
So then, I just told him, because now you have wrote translate these Vinaya notes now in Chinese, and you keep the terminology. And in the classes also, you use this terminology. Now, for example, Pupa Karna, Pupa Kicha, you translate it, it says, they learn it the way you translate it, no?
Yes, yes.
If somebody translates different way, they will be wondering, what is this?
Yes, yes.
So then, therefore I told, it is better for you to translate, because you also participate in the classes. So, I don't know, Migodavani is starting telling some things, I couldn't understand and I give up.
I think what he means is not fair. What he means is not fair. So there's some story. If he maybe has some doubt if there any a collaboration between me and the candidates or something. Is it because of that?
He did not mention about collaboration, but anyway, because now they already sent this for several years in Malaysia. No?
Uh-huh.
They don't know how to change him. I did not know that he sent this Malaysian.
Uh-huh.
How to change these things? So.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, now this is the situation. So then I told examiner now, for example, in English, now somebody can translate Pupakarana as preliminary, Pupakarana as preliminary duty.
Yes, yes, yes.
But somebody, he might translate initial duty. Then the student, what is this, initial duty, for what? They can't understand it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it can confused.
Yes.
But if he has already, if the exam paper is, it says preliminary duty, the way the student
learn it, then he is easy to follow. So then, anyway, it is, you know, these things. So then, that is one you have to write in Chinese, whatever the paper says, you have to know whether it is correct or not according to yourself. No, okay, you tell this. The second point I will tell it.
我就是这样说呢，他跟这个密稿这样的情况下，然后呢，密稿上呢就是说，就是关于这个视角到语言应用当中的，然后那个密稿上这个视角很重要的，然后他们计划是把那个英文视角从数到数，然后把它记下来，然后在马来西亚翻译过来，然后翻译中文，然后再仔细的给大家考。嗯，不过站着有个问题，就是说大家可能如果如果马来西亚那边或者如果如果用大家不熟悉翻译过来，用大家不熟悉术语的话，大家可能会。
Okay, second point is that about Pindapata. Bhikkhudapani told that Samanyaras are not allowed here, now you have to go for village Pindapata. So then only after they become bhikkhus, after Upasamata, they can go.
Okay,
we'll have finally you there. Then after you come after back first day, Pindapata.
而且农村那个第二个问题就是违规关系跟托管的事情，然后密管上说这个在农村上马来人不准进托管，所以说这事儿可能等大家那个大商议。关于这个术语的问题，我们可不可以总结一个咱们那个术语单词资料，然后寄给他们，让他们按照这个表格。这个问题是这个工作量是那个。
反正我可以帮忙。
啊？
我可以帮忙。
对，然后，当然这个有一个问题，我们那个他们翻译的话，他们比较熟悉术语，他如果看一个词都要去查，你的术语怎么跟他一样的话，他就有问题。
可以把这个回答给你。
那个我觉得最好的是，你翻译就什么事儿都没有了。
但是，
你会让不同。
前面说过了，他没他就他也没说没有让他不同意，他说没有让说一个事情，然后他不是很懂，对不对？
放弃。
然后所以说，这是我不知道你们这个事情还没有。那还有一个办法，
是不是那个嗯，考试的时候那个字典？
字典。
就是说，他这样子已经是中文了，你的意思是中文字典？不是，就是说他给一份英文卷给。
我看那中文这字儿，哎，我这字儿我怎么没见过？就是看了英文那个字儿是怎么？就是那个，那我们就是对，或者就中英对照的，对吧？就中英对照，对中英对照的话，就给你们一个英语字典，是吧？就是允许使用那个英语纸质版的，纸质版的英语字典。OK，
so
they're asking that since there may be a discrepancy in this different terminology, so they're asking that on the data exam, they're giving two papers, one English exam paper and one Chinese exam. So they can check the so if there's any terminology that they're not used to, so they can check it in English Chinese dictionary and make some reference to the English examination. Is it allowed?
They have to discuss with Mingodabandi.
<laughs> 我是这么猜的，但是张老他没这么说，所以说我也不知道。
Told those Migo the Bande, now if there is Pali there, at least the Pali, they are able to follow no, whatever the translation is, at least they know some Pali as well. But even sometimes if this English exam papers, they don't give the Pali word. You have to figure out. I read some papers, myself I have difficulty understanding. Yeah, because they different translation, different hands now. Different translation from year to year, sometimes they give lay people to translate this. Yes. It's English. Ashkol, they give the single is, Ashkol, and then they tell one layman to translate. It happened 1 year. For the Daiga, I knew he is a journalist. He has a conductor named Vinita. And then Vinita has given the single, because now Migodapani does not compile this, the single is questions. They come from Vinita. For some other monk. Maybe Natakade, monastery. This is one monk who compiles all this code. And this has been sent to Vinita. And then he has to find this somebody to translate it into English. Okay, when the paper arrives here, everything is translated into English. Migodapani sometimes does not look whether it's correct or not. They give to the students. And this confusion. But then one time, maybe 4 years ago, I can't remember, or 3 years ago. So when I was in Colombo, this Dalika, who has been said by them, we needed to translate this into from English, single English, English. He came to conduct me and told me, Monday I have a big problem because there are some, we needed to give me this paper. I can't understand many things, how to translate this. These words are not what we're using every day. And then, and his, with his wife, yeah, they're both educated. They try to translate it, they fall into trouble. And they were ashamed to talk to Vinita. And they came to me. And they, whatever they translated, when I checked, oh, I thought it's terrible. Myself, I couldn't understand what translated. I told you, you have to give me the original Singhalese. Why they give me the original Singhalese, I see all these mistakes they made. How this Vinita Pandey, he tries to keep lay people to understand this? They have no clue. There are so many technical terms there, there is no way for anybody to understand, lay people. So then, and this was supposed to be, I suppose, sent here to Naoyan. And it was by accident I was involved. Now, let me translate the whole thing. It becomes very clear. Because I accepted it. But this, if I was not in between, this was supposed to come here now. The foreign man had to write exams for that. Now, myself, I would fail. I would have failed. Myself, I would fail. I could not pass the exam because I don't understand many things. Maybe one, I will get 1, 2, 3 marks, but not more than that. Let alone other marks. So, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. 他是这样的，他是这个定格，这个定格，这个考试卷的，他是那个是从新加坡人的那个出题人出好的，然后出好了，然后交给，就是现在那个在总部进来海地二的那个挑夫大招，挑夫大招他可能不，然后他可能不，然后那个他找人不就翻译成英文，然后那个范成英文之后呢，这个卷子就是在宋龙手里面，然后宋龙手里面就是出现也翻译成英文，然后没有让他有时候看，有时候不看，就直接那个给学生，然后就是在那个三年或者4年之前。 然后他认识一个师傅，是一个记者，一个新加坡人师傅，是一个记者，然后那个突然跟突然跟他联系，说那个那个那个挑夫大人了，要给那个把这个那个新加坡的那个借据考试卷，那个给再交给他翻译，然后他发现看里边很多新加坡词，然后他不理解，因为这词是平时不常用的词，然后那个他就不理解，然后呢，他又不好意思，就告诉挑夫大人说，我这你说这词我看，所以就问他，然后那个。 然后那个，张老，然后看那个他们翻译好那个英文的考试卷之后，然后他说他自己都不理解，然后他说这个卷交给他考的话，他也考不过，然后就更别说其他人，然后他说他这个卷后来他不得不他看那个新加坡原版，然后他看懂这个卷到底什么意思，然后呢，他后来他自己把这个卷考试卷给翻译成英文。 然后他说，如果当时因为不是这个，即使当时在当时联系他的话，当然那年的考试可能会出很大麻烦。然后他说，所以说让这里考试卷是不能随便交给那个再加人去翻。myself
I put the Pali also. Otherwise now only the English.
然后还有就是说那同一个巴黎词汇，然后他把翻译成英文之后，如果不给你巴黎。 你可能都看不懂他说是什么，因为同一巴黎词，不同人可能翻译成不同的语言。
And when I check the Vinaya notes, some Pali words they translate in different way.
Yes.
But then now it depends whom you ask. If you see Tanisaro, the way Tanisaro how he translates the Pali word, how Bhikkhu Bodh translate, how Abhihona translates, Abhihona, they're different. How you can rely on translation? You can mislead. Therefore, now Vinaya notes translate according to Sanisaru. Now, Abhihona is different set of terminology, how she translates well. So, therefore, whatever translation I made, I put the Pali word over there. So then, that was clear. Then, students can understand.
比方说那个英文，像现在有一些这种那个纪律文献，那个纪律文献一本，比方说那个菩提比库的翻译，还有那个坦尼沙拉尊者翻译，还有就是比较早那个释有是那个阿比宽人翻译，然后他们每个人用释有型的不一样。然后我们这个原来那个英文版纪律好像，但他用那个释有型，大部分人用那个释那个坦尼沙拉尊者那个行。所以说，但是如果你他的有些语句是很怪的，如果说你根据他的语法那个。 那个你如果不熟悉他那个语，他意思是说你根本不知道那什么意思。然后所以说这样说呢，他翻译好了这样说，就是对每一个巴利斯他翻译过来之后，然后把比如他是保留原来那个巴利斯，然后这样的话大家都可以看。So
now you can speak with me go the one day. If you even if you get the English, I don't know who is translate. If a layman is translate Finnish, more problematic.
所以说你们可以让那个就是你们的那儿那个你们跟妙章一起讨论一下，就是跟他说问一下，像他们拿到那个英文卷之后是交给谁翻译的，就是说如果说交给居士翻译的话，可能会造成很大麻烦。那个原来那个英文卷是没有巴利斯的吗？
有时候没有。
哦，比如说就是类似，比如说那个，
因为他每年他翻译的人都不一样，每年翻译的人都不一样，所以说是。
您那年考试？我那年还行，就是有一些他有一种风格，就是说该谁不翻译谁不翻译，其实扔给你，就有这么一种风格。然后我那年就是怎么说，大部分他我感觉大部分他用的这种风格。
那你可能多少？
好吧。
嗯。
听他们说三十分及格。
三十五分及格，好像。哦，三十五分及格，一共一百分的题目。对，一百分的题目。十八道题了，要对。我再帮你确认一下。So the passing mark, the passing mark of the exam paper is 35.
No, 25.
It's 35. 35.
37. Enough.
37.
Yes, enough.
Let's see.
你可以试试看。麻烦唐老师跟我们确认一下重点。重点什么？重点。太急了。不是，其实他划重点，你还不如直接看那个和那个历年这个，你看历年这个就知道是什么重点了，因为。
除非他，因为他又不出题，他怎么说？好像那个字好像不能，这方面那个字好像不能说，对吧？不要讲太多。对，你看，你看，历年这题就比较重要。历年这题就比较重要，这方面题不能说。
那个，你们都没有下半考试的题。 就是那个关于那个结集是在那个，如果就是佛陀是五月圆还是什么？那结集第一次结集是佛入灭三个月，就是八月圆。那我想问一下，就是那一年的雨兰居是那个僧团入了前缘，前缘后缘？
等一下啊，第一次结集是吧？
对，
第一次结集。 So he's asking that the first concert happened 3 months after the Lord was Parinibbana. So that means the August full moon. Because the Buddha passed away on May full moon.
Yeah,
so that means the first council is on August 4th. So he's asking that on that year, you did the sangha
enter It can be also, you see, because now every 3 years, no, they put extra month, the extra month, and then the rainy season postponed a month later. So it can be also like that. I don't know. I do not check this.
它还有另外一种可能，就是说，就是那一年可能有一个闰月。如果是那年有闰月的话，就是比方说那年如果有闰月的话，那么原区的那个开始那个应该推迟一个月。但如果这种情况的话。
That case, if that was the case, they might have ended the first rinse with it earlier.
Table 103.
Okay, who is Visuddhananda? We can read 10 people not to pay homage to.
此处礼敬亦为居功起立致敬致意合掌以及其他表示敬意的方式一对自己二为达上者三与人四黄门徒属于其他派系讲说非法的比库六处于别住期间的比库七处于本日住期间的比库八代行马那达者九正行马那达者十代行出罪者
Okay, for now, if we meet each other, now for example, if we meet a monk we have never met before, usually in Sri Lanka, so the first thing you ask, it is how many vasa you are, okay, how many vasa. You don't tell him good morning, how are you, and so on.
就是那个，就是在塞达卡。如果你碰到一个陌生的那个出家人，这个时候你应该问他第一句话，应该是你请问几个晚上？不是说早上好啊，你好啊。
So if he tells, if you find that he is more junior than you, so it is junior than you, then you can tell your good morning by make vandana to him. Now vandana it is good morning, like good morning and how are you. Before telling him good morning, or making anjali to him, greeting him in any way, first you ask how many vasa he is. If he is junior than you, you just accept as it is.
Greeting good morning.
You don't need to tell him good morning.
Oh, okay.
So, but if he is senior than you, of course, then bande how you and so on, then try to make vandana as well.
So vandana means anjali.
Anjali or some like greeting or greeting anjali. Oh, you, there is a space there to make vandana. You can make vandana.
Okay.
or to give him a say, to give him a priority in going in front.
然后他说他是这样，他说然后你问这个人的晚餐，那个他发现他晚餐比你低的话，那你可以什么都不做，然后也可以打招呼早上好，然后他说但是如果发现这个人是你的上司的话，那你要么就喝酒，要么你看那个就是说地方合适的话，你可以礼拜，然后那个还可以，如果比方说你们两个人在一起的话，你看怎么走。
Samans, they ordain old age, and the way they walk, the way they speak, they look like mother. Or just they ordained yesterday. It's called because they are old. It's called you might be deceived sometimes. Oh, he might be someone right. Try one day. Can I? You make anjal to him, but he might be junior than you. So therefore, you just don't take appearances. Don't look appearances. If you want to verify, you have to ask Bandi. If you make before making anjali, before making vandana to him, you ask Bandi how many vats are you?
他说那个他是老年才出家的，然后这种人那个他跟他菩萨他瓦萨不是很高，但是他说话方式，包括走路方式，看起来都大长老一样。然后这种人，所以说你不能一看就跟他合掌，不能以貌取人，你就得上去问问他，你多少个瓦萨，然后再决定是不是给他合掌。
So number five, something is wrong with this. I see it says a senior bhikkhu of a separate affiliation who speaks what is not dumb. So the real Pali word is Nana San Vasaka. Nana San Vasaka, okay? I have to explain what Nana San Vasaka means. Therefore, it is misleading this kind of translation.
他说那个第五个那个英文版的翻译，包括我这中文版翻译，我是根据英文版译的。他说这个翻译可能有点弱，用不了。然后他说这个词本来巴利语是Nana Sambhasaka，然后在这里面，然后张老师下面给大家解释这个词。
So, Nana Sambhasaka is a monk. Not of a different affiliation, but is a monk who undergoes Ukkhepaniya Vinayagama. He is suspended. Suspended. Ottajaniya, Papajaniya, all these Vinayagamas. So then he undergoes that. So it is therefore now his regular status has been suspended. So then because he has fallen into some offenses and he has. Like this punishment, the Sangha given Ukkhepaniya Gama. In that case, Nana Sanvasaka means Sanvasaka means he to live together, but Nana means he can't live together. He has to live differently with other people. They have to sleep in different kuti. Sometimes, if he expels from the monastery, he has to go to different monastery and live. Okay, so therefore, now he is not of different affiliation, different Nikaya like that. It can be from Naoyana monk, Naoyana monk. The Sangha might punish him because he had done some serious offense. And then they suspended him, Ukkhepaniya Gama. So in that case now he can't eat together with other monks, he can't sleep together with other monks, he can't live in the regular way he used to live. Okay, he can't be be made vandana by other monks. Although he might be very senior, so other monks should not make vandana.
然后他说这个那个什么意思呢？就是不可供住者，就是这个人不可以跟他供住，然后不可以跟他供住什么意思呢？就是你不可以跟他一起吃饭，然后不可以跟他一起睡觉，然后不可以礼敬他，然后他可能需要住在一个单独屋子里，甚至有些地方他可能需要住在其他寺院里边。就是至于他到底是那个是单独屋子还是说需要其他寺院，看他受的是哪种干嘛。 就是说这个不可供述者，他可能受了以下几种干嘛，就是那个举罪干嘛，那个去禀干嘛，还有那个喝责干嘛，就是这三种都有可能。但是这个比丘并不一定像这个英文翻译说是个根本不同派系，他可能各种不同意派，只不过他可能被人举罪或者去禀，或者喝责了，然后那个失去了那个清净比丘身而已。
考试写什么？
考试怎么写？考试你就写吧，不可供述者。
不可控度，
对，
确定对吧？
啊，
确定对吧？写上去不要错了。
那个不可控度，曲变伽马下一个是什么？
啊，
曲变伽马下一个是什么？
赫兹。
赫兹。
那这个赫塞伽马有时候翻译成苦涩伽马，它能如果上让那个北辰北辰宇宙，它翻译成苦涩伽马，是吧？
反正英文版的，是不是跟你中文倒翻是英文版的？
对对对。
那就是这句话呀，应该考试。
啊？不是，他那个英文版根据可能是跟他那个他经常经常根据坦尼哈罗翻译，他经常根据坦尼哈罗翻译，所以说你然后
现在翻译说的是就是他的这个巴黎看是对的，但考试时候是英文版的那个答案为准吧？你明白我的意思吗？
按介于考试大纲是错的，是吧？
啊？
就按介于考试大纲的这个表述的。
对，批考卷的时候他是按照考试大纲来的。
不会，批考卷绝对不按介于考试大纲，因为介于考试大纲是容数林那个东西。
哦。
到底按什么？
刚才那个搞不同温度的那个巴黎。
我刚才你看过 Nana Samasa 的
Nana Samasa
对
Nana Samasa
Nana the spelling is like that Nana Samasa
因为上面有写
就这样
行马拿达的
Samasa 都在里面是吧？那个带K 也是人
K 它是个形容词，或者就是说是不可控住的，或者是不可控住的人都可以。然后这个这是控住的意思。然后这些前面是否定前缀。
那是啊。
对。
能不能确认一下吗？
啊？
到底写什么？
写这个肯定没问题。
不是
写巴黎肯定是没问题。
不可能写巴黎语嘛？我们肯定打中文嘛。
对。
打中文你可以写巴黎语，谁说不可以写巴黎语？写巴黎语永远是对的。
我那个定语是，
就说能问
最后一个是什么？
啊？
第四个是什么？
这有三个，就是那个。
哦，这有三个。
对，这有三个。
哦，举罪、屈病、苛责。
啊。
哦。
So he's asking that. So suppose they're answering this question paper in English. Then should they write according to the translation of the Vinaya notes, or some other translation? I mean the terminology.
They have to put the Pali word Nana Samasa. Yes, for Finnish. Because this is translation is misleading now. Mm. You can't put this is misleading. Another affiliation means now for different Nikaya.
Mm.
And some monks they think, I suppose, if a Marapura Nikaya monk come here, they should not pay respect to him because he is Nana Samasa. This is wrong.
Okay.
Because that monk has not undergone Ukepaniyaka. Nothing.
Okay.
He is a regular monk.
Mm.
So he's wrong. You can't. Sometimes also this can be, or some I've seen some monks. Monks who they think Nana Samasa is a monk who lives in different monastery.
Ah.
For example, if a monk from the Galdubar organization,
okay.
If a monk comes here from different monastery, Galdubar monastery, they don't pay respect to him, they think it's Nana Samasa. It's crazy.
Okay.
Well, these are misconcepts.
然后他说那个就像这种情况下，在这儿写巴黎语，因为这翻译非常误导人。他说那个就比方说这个地方那个属于斯拉贝斯讲这样的，然后他可能很看他可能看到一个就是观点不是很观点和我们不是很一样的，然后来自斯里兰卡其他一个派的比库，但那是清净比库，他没有说任何干部。然后你就因为他是来自其他派就不给人旅行，他说这是不对。他甚至有些人把这个不可控制那个理解是住在其他寺院的比库。就可能是那个同一派的，然后住在其他寺院，然后别人看你是其他寺院，你不是跟我们共住的，然后就不理你。
没有，但你这上面没有，你这上面后面是重点，讲说非法的比库不理性
啊。啊，我不是，他这那个是张老师就实际操作时候有人这样理解，就是不理解上其他派系，甚至理解上住在其他寺院。
啊，
但是讲说非法比库这也不对，就是说不可共住者跟讲说非法是没关系，关键是你社会上面干嘛，这是关键。
就是说曼谷的。不管什么地方比库，只要是南传的，都只要比我们往上高的，都去礼敬的。
只要你确定是清净比库，对。
只要我觉得是清净比库，
你确认他，你得问他，你是不是干嘛的？
本来就比如说那个，很明显的在拿钱的东西，
啊，
这种就类似城市犯罪这种，那这种我们很需要礼
敬，还需要礼敬。
So he's asking that how about the bhikkhu who is touching money, who is taking money with him?
He Yes, yes, they call him Nana Sanwasi. Even a monk who has fallen some offense, they will learn Nana Sanwasi. He is Nana Sanwasi. Therefore, this is conception of what means Nana Sanwasi. Okay, misconception.
So you mean a monk that carrying money with him still had to pay respect if he visited more than once?
Oh, I mean to pay respect to him?
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, I mean, no, I'm still in Nana Sanvasaka.
He's asking a question. He's asking a question.
No, no, that monk is not Nana Sanvasaka, okay? Not Nana Sanvasaka. But if he, for example, you know that he doesn't keep the precepts. He is careless about that thing. Again, you don't need to pay respect to him. Of course. He has not mentioned, but maybe. These are just general lines. But it depends on your discretion. Discretion. Sometimes you have to use your discretion also. Now, if you don't like to pay respect to such monks, then well, you don't pay. So, but it is not any dukkata offense. Now, he has one dukkata offenses. By doing, for example, greeting junior monks or like that. One more thing is, which is not mentioned yet is, religious teachers of other religions, teachers of other religions, or monks of other religions. If you see a Hindu sadhu and so forth, you don't make anjali to him. try to make vandana to him. He might be very famous monk in India, very popular monk. You don't respect to him. So then again, see, these are not mentioned here. Okay. But you have to do your discretion, you must understand. Yes, no, Mahayana the same, like Tibetan also, if you see Dalai Lama comes here, you don't pay respect. Because they are not, they have not been ordained as bhikkhus according to the Theravada tradition. But I think Chinese, they don't like the Dalai Lama anyhow.
It depends on political events. Chinese government certainly don't like
Chinese.
Government, yes. The question is this, that is that these 10 different types of people who are in the world, if they are in the world, they will be in the world. 然后如果应受比库礼敬的人，比库没有礼敬也没有恶作，是这个意思吗？应受比库礼敬的人，比库也不礼敬也没有恶作，是吗？啊，那我可以帮你问一下。刚刚有你讲到这个。他没讲应受礼敬的人。哦，我分两个问题。
So he's asking two questions. The first question that for this kind for this 10 kinds of nobody needs something like that. Would not be pay respect to me. We could pay respect to them. Then these people will find to look at our friends. Is that true?
Yes, there are some. Because they are prohibited. Now, usually, it is not said.
It's not said?
It's called. They are called Avandaniya Bugala. Avandia Bugala. Avandia Bhugala. So then, who should not be paid respect to? Now it is prohibited because the Buddha put prohibitions. It's actually the Upali asking questions, and then the Buddha told no, they should not be paid respect to. And now everything which the Buddha prohibited, we regard it as if you do it against his prohibition, it is dukkha offense. Also, it's not mentioned directly, but the commentaries support the idea it is dukkha because it is prohibited.
他没有，就是说，就是说，佛陀那个机器禁止，然后你做的就是就犯过错。然后，so he's asking that for those individuals to whom you should pay respect, but you didn't pay respect. In that case, do you find to the reference? For example, for a senior monk, you should pay respect, but you didn't pay respect. Is there any offense?
There's
no offense.
So then, of course, now there are recommendations. For example, that if now there are, let me see. There are duties for resident monks, there are duties for incoming monks. So sometimes there it's mentioned about how we should pay respect if we come to a new monastery, for example, as a guest, as an incoming monk, how we should pay respect to the senior monks there. So then, yeah, maybe some like that, some rules like that. And then in that case can be dukkata. But if, for example, it's already inside the monastery, that one should pay respect to the senior monks every day. So it is not mentioned anywhere.
他说有一些情况，比方说在今天大品里面提到，就是原主比库和那课比库义务。那里边好像提到在有些情况下，就是如果是跟课比库如果上座的话，原主比库应该给的礼金，或者原主比库上座的课比库应该给的礼金。因为这个是你在律藏里面明文规定的，你应该做。这个情况里面要不礼金的话，这就是各自。但是比方说，如果是同一个寺院，然后你们天天见面，然后这个情况你介绍圣的是不是那个就是比较天天礼金，这个才在律藏里面没有提到。
我就是课比库，但是上次过来，对啊，去了新卡。对，这个业务。那比如说，要是那个有那个课比库来，我就之前我知道这个比库就是他是比如下午吃饭拿钱啊，但是他是来成比库，那他如果是课比库来的话，我如果不理他，是不是还是？嗯，因为他也没有。
So he's asking that there's a new guest monk coming to this monastery, but and he knows that this guest monk is taking money, and in the afternoon, something like that. So then, is it still necessary for him to pay respect to this guest people if it's just a normal people?
You don't need, because you don't need to do that. You have, actually, your duty in that moment is just to inform the senior monk, who is the abbot, and so forth. It's a duty to inform the abbot or some senior monk that this monk is using money, he is doing like that. You have no any duty to pay respect to him.
他说这种情况不能够不需要礼金，但是他这个在你需要通知上你的上座或者说管事的同时，然后你告诉上座或者主事，说这个比库那个拿钱非是事。Now
the same way, now other monks who come from different kinds of the temple monks who come here, we usually don't pay respect. Okay, because we know they never keep these Patimokkha rules, they don't care about such things, they are just laymen in robes. So then who don't pay respect to them. There is no dukkata for that. No dukkata means because we know they have no sila. In the same way, even this Gaudiya monk, it's called, if he comes in and so forth, and you know that he is using money, he is becoming Kalabaja, and you don't need to pay respect to him.
What?
So he's asking that as a host, he's going to give a Dhamma talk to as a group of Arabia. That's it. Before he took his seat, then his audience started to applaud like that. To show welcome to this man. And then he took his seat. And then Anjali as a kind of reply. Then is it allowed?
Not allowed. But you not me Anjali to lay people.
And then another question. So for example,
it's very common among Mahayana monks and some other. Some Theravada monks go before other Mahayana monks.
So you mean this is respect, do you mean? This is very, because this is, in some countries, this is only to show friendliness like that.
It's usually you don't, it's called even junior means, if it's junior monk, junior monk, who is junior, so what, he applauds to you, and you make like that. You can't do that. It is not allowed. These are avandya bugals. Avandya means you don't make anjali to them, you don't make vandana to them. So now, we actually blaze with the mouth. You blaze them. Don't bake like that. You tell, something blazing. With a mouth, you can bless them.
Okay.
This is what Theravada monks usually do. They bless them. May you be well and happy and so forth. Like me, he will tell something with a word, not thank you like that. No, it's wrong.
So he's asking that he's worshipping the other senior monks. So for example, Okaso and Namim and the other monks, the minister, the Sukhila to Nibbana Pacha.
I could follow the other monks then?
The other monks, the Sukhila to Nibbana Pacha.
Who is that monk? The senior monk?
Even I have seen this kind of thing. I mean, even the evening chant, the end of the evening chant, they have to worship the senior monks one by one. So then the junior is so fast, and then we can do it in the morning.
The monks are doing that good.
You haven't seen?
No, I've seen some monks, for example, if the a junior monk, after he pay respects, he wishes some good to the senior monk, no? Wish something good. So, and the senior monk appreciates this. He tells, sadhu, sadhu, anumodami, for example. Anumodami. I appreciate this, I appreciate.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is not vandana towards the person. You make, it is like a kind of appreciation for something. You do, don't make vandana to him, to show respect to that person. You just show your appreciation.
But even the previous question, the audience applause. So you can also show your appreciation.
But usually it is. This can be actually misunderstood because the people don't wish something good. I don't know, verbally like that. Yes, well, they do it with different motivations. So then, in that case, now it is usually it's not done towards lay people.
Okay.
For monk, for example, because now between monks they know how to make anumodana, for example. Anumodana. They share the merits now. Bande, take my merits, what I have collated, what it. And tell, yes, okay, I rejoice in your merits.
Okay.
I appreciate this.
Okay.
So that is a different context now.
Okay.
Because there's a dialogue going on, regarding sharing merits.
Okay.
And you tell, yes, I share your merit, I accept this. I appreciate this, and you put your hand in front to school for that. But even that, it is not necessary.
It's not necessary. Okay.
It is useless, actually. Some monks do it, but it's usually it's not done.
Okay.
So it's not senior monks should not. It's not necessary to do such things. But the intention is just to appreciate the merits which that people has given to him, not to pay respect to him.
然后他说那个他说因为他那个他们一般能弄着喝掌一般是在念那个什么那个三阿罗三阿罗那么大咪的时候，对，因为一般念这个时候，他说这个是和尚，他说表示感激或者随喜，意思叫那么大咪是随喜嘛，所以说那个他说这个动机是感激随喜而不是礼敬，所以说这个不犯，但是说虽然是不犯，但是这也是没有必要，他说你感激随喜，你并不应该不要做这个。 然后他刚才那个问题，他说，其实那个像他那个情况，就是说对于观众，如果他像他那个情况，就是说对于观众，如果他是以感激动机的话，去做这个，那也是不犯的。但是说那个通常不那样做，那是不太好的，因为下面一大堆句式，然后你去对句式做这个事情，然后再一个就是你再两个出家人之间，就是你我念萨埵萨埵那么大咪，你知道我在随喜，但是那个。
居士看上去，你对他和尚，他们不知道怎么想，所以说一般的判断情况是不那样的。那个，我想请那个长老解释一下那个第一条，第一条那个英文是。
对，这种
junior monk， junior bhikkhu to oneself。对。他如果对自己的话，干嘛要加一个下座 bhikkhu？我觉得这个英文好怪啊。
So he's asking about the first kind of bhikkhu, a junior monk to himself. He's asking that
to oneself.
Yes, a junior monk to oneself. Why it is only junior monk, not senior monk? This is the question.
To oneself?
Yes.
Basically, this means bowing down, rising up, going on in other duties of respect. A junior bhikkhu to oneself.
Yes.
You should learn how the junior monk towards a senior monk should not pay respect, bow down, rise up to greet or do anjali and other duties to a junior monk, to an unordained person, to a woman, to a pandaka. It should be like that.
Okay, so the first one should be a junior monk.
No, the person who should avoid all these people to pay homage, it is a senior monk.
Okay, a senior monk
towards a junior monk, he can't do that.
Okay.
But even if a junior bhikkhu, he can't pay respect to any other bhikkhu, he can't respect to an unordained person.
Okay.
Okay. But for now, I have to take the one cell vacancy, this is misleading. If you impact one cell, you can make one and two yourself. How to make one and two yourself?
他说这个反应应该是错的，应该是上座对下座帮我做。好比习惯，因为刚从出家，你上个月基本上都不理大的，很远跑过来，你眼神不好，全部理尽好了走过去，你看下座，那是算恶座还是无意的？
这个应该看动机的，我觉得，因为这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 if you pay respect to a one day person, then is this Sachitaka or Achitaka?
This can be it should be Sachitaka, because you must know. No, sometimes you might mistake. Mistake is what you might see. Some you think that this is more sinner than you, or he is not. This is Sachitaka. It should be done knowingly. You know that the other person is like that, but because he is famous monk, famous monk. So it's called you want to pay respect.
然后他说这个解说有偏见，就比方说你明明知道那人是你下头，但是因为他可能比你出名，然后你就故意有这个理解，这就犯。就是说，第一个对自己变成是对下头，对下头。对。actually
now this kind of vandana become a very very serious issue and the Siamnikai. Siamnikai. And those days, Siamnikaya, they used to ordain people from any social
caste,
any social caste. Okay. Then and then ordained. Once they ordained on man who was from low caste, maybe he used to climb all the trees to get these coconuts. So, like monkeys, like that, they are very skillful. Okay. They regard as low caste.
Okay. Okay.
So then, because you pay him some small money and he would climb on the tree, he would fetch the coconuts for you. So he became a bhikkhu. And then once in the temple, Siamnikaya temple, somehow in Kendi, a king came to visit the monastery. All monks, they were in rows, no? And this low caste man, he just went and worshipped the king. He didn't know it is prohibited to worship gay people.
Okay.
He just worshipped the king. That king thought, who is that man who is going to worship me? Actually, you should not do that. Is he a fake monk or who is attending? Then he educated all other monks as well. He does not know, he is low caste, and that's why he did like that. And then that king told, you should never ordain people from low caste. He prohibited the Siamnikaya monks to ordain people from low caste. So then from that time on, Siamnikaya never ordains people from low caste. They will take only from farming class, farmers like that, not from any other class. Farming class is the lowest, we can take other class also. So the lowest class will take farming class.
So never,
but no other people from any other occupations, no fishermen, or any other cleaners, cleaning,
businessmen,
different other occupations, except for farming. Farming and then above that. Oh. Above means like, for example, they have some other occupation, for example, minister, son of minister, for example, or like that. So, these are the people. But here in Sri Lanka, so what, actually, the highest class is actually the farmers.
Okay.
They have fields.
Okay.
They are the rich also.
Oh, yes.
So, from that house, he kind of stopped ordaining other people except from the farming class. farming class are people who are cultivating fields and so forth. Like. So because of this Vandana method, okay?
对啊，他说这个，他说这个，他说这个，他说这个，就是李先生讲的这个事情，曾经在那个线路派，然后一股很严重的火，所以那个派有个线路派，就是忏悔那个菊花的加山主，然后那个就是那个就是这还刚刚开始的时候呢，他们剃度那个出家人是不分任何主权，就是不分任何主权，就任何主权来我都跟你剃。 然后呢，但是呢，所以就是有一次呢，这个线路派的剃度一个出家人，然后这个地主就是说，他是一个那个就专门爬上给人摘椰子，人给点钱他爬上，给人摘椰子占一个，然后这个地主就是在塞牙反正看来像猴子一样，然后就认为是比较低等的人，然后有一次那个这个人出家人在康提这个线路派一个寺庙里。 然后一样一次也喊光，那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那个新那 但是因为他来自一个地方非常，所以他不懂规矩而已。然后呢，当然这个国王，然后孙东就禁止，然后所以你们暹罗派从此以后这个再也不能提这种地主这种出家，然后从此以后暹罗派就再也不提地主这种出家。然后就是从那事儿以后呢，就是暹罗派他们只剃度，就是说比那个农民主教。或者农场主，反正农场主就是说那个自有地的农民，他们那个这比这种姓，或比这个种姓，或者比这种姓还要高的种姓，他们可以提，但是比这个更低的种姓，比方说是那个清洁工，比方说渔民，就是打鱼的这种，然后比这在世界上都属于比农民要低的种姓，比农民低的种姓他们就不剃度，所以说就是张老师给大家举个例子，就是说那个已经下乡人可能会带来很严重的后果。
So I don't tell this story to show that it's something fair, what has been done. It's completely unfair. Okay? And it shows how sometimes kings are completely unfair, unjust. Okay? They are atomica kings. Because of one man now, all other men are prevented to get ordained. Because somebody make a mistake, that means we have punished the whole nation. The whole country has to be punished. That is completely wrong. And okay, maybe the king was wrong, but about this Yamnikayavans, they follow this for centuries now, and so what? This kind of decision of one foolish king. So therefore, they have to be blamed also, Yamnikayavans. So, this is not according to the Buddhist teaching. Therefore now Yamnikaya has been heavily criticized because of this caste discrimination they do. Which is against the Buddha's teaching.
然后当然，在这件事情上，因为暹罗派他到现在还坚持不剃度那个地主姓的，然后这个就因为这个一个愚蠢的国王做这么一个决定，到现在坚持这个，然后因为这种做法，然后暹罗派也被很多人批评，因为就是这种因为人的那个种姓的不同而给予歧视，这个是违背佛教的。
So then, and then. After this incident happened, now other people who will not get ordination, so they went in different countries. They went to Burma and got the ordination there. Therefore, now from Burma we have the Ambarapuri Nikaya, and then later also Rama Nikaya. So then, even some Siam Nikaya monks, because they saw this completely unfair. They took to went to Burma and took new ordination.
然后他说这个是因为这刚说这件事情发生之后呢，因为就是很多那个寺院派，当时寺院派只有暹罗派一派，然后那个因为很多地主姓人就不能出家剃度，然后所以他们很多人跑到缅甸出家， 到每年出现，然后有些人会回到 C 联法，然后就开始 C 联法那个阿摩罗普一派，然后再后来有一批人是每年出现，就是开创这块就是罗曼纳大派。然后呢，他说包括暹罗派内部有一些人，他们觉得暹罗派算法很不公平，所以他们在到每年重新出现。
For now, we have in Sri Lanka about four Nikayas: Siam Nikaya, Amarapur Nikaya, Rama Nikaya, Shweti Nikaya, Ashweti Nikaya. So then, because of this problem, because of this wrong decision of a king, or the Mansur, one of the low caste men who worshipped the king, therefore the whole nation is to be punished.
然后他说因为这个国王所做的错误决定，以及暹罗派不坚持的这个错误决定，所以斯里兰卡现在有这个那个暹罗派、那个阿摩罗普罗派、罗曼纳派，还有斯里兰卡水晶派四个大派，那个只是因为一个愚蠢的地主，然后是光惩罚。
However, it was a simple thing. Now, even if that low caste man has done something wrong, they will then make up a decision and finish, a big confession and finish it. But they make a big fuss. So, whole trouble.
本来这个事情很简单，是通过对称就可以解决，但是他们声音当大了，然后造成很多麻烦。
It is somehow weird things which kings and monks all do.
他说不管是国王还是比丘，有时候都会做些怪事。
在第一个这样的国王来，出现这种事情，很正常。
班长，我问一下，如果一个戒师他说他只收有上人法的弟子，是犯不犯戒，还是跟戒没关，只不过是他个人的一个意愿啊？你帮我问一下这个问题。
So he's asking that even is it a preceptor? He claims that I only accept disciples who have already attained Uttaramanas Dhamma. So if you made this kind of claim, is it allowable or not?
Claim means he demand.
Yeah, he demand.
Up to him, there is nothing, no Vinaya rule to prohibit that. Because he must have some reasons, no? Because he has no time to train others to attend Uttaramanasadam. It's much easier for them to train pupils who have already attained some jhanas and so forth, and then easy to practice vipassana. It is his discretion.
他说可能这个他没有时间去训练那种还没有真的上人打弟子，然后比方说已经上禅的人，我就专门去训练观禅就可以。对，但是一般不会出现这种情况，一般都已经暂停了，就那时候脱钵时候脱钵时候已经暂停了。
也就是说，像这种比库的话，如果他这种比库那个礼敬下座，是不是犯戒？
礼敬下座？
啊，他礼敬他的下座，因为他如果是脱钵的话，
你说他属于别住期间对吧？
对，别住
期间。So he's asking that if a bhikkhu is not undergoing paribhas, is it allowable for him to worship junior bhikkhu? He's undergoing paribhas now. He's undergoing paribhas. Is it allowable for him to worship junior bhikkhu?
He's not obliged to do so. And another thing is called paribhasa monks should not have too much contact with regular monks.
Okay.
They should not have regular contact with regular monks. If they see other regular monks, they should not go too close to them.
Okay.
They should all the time give a way to pass. For example, they should not go, except in Nikepa. Nikepa means. Now, Nikepa means.
Suspended.
Postponement.
Okay.
So, in that case, now they become regular monks. this is why again they can back the seniority.
Okay.
During the time they observe the parivasas, they are not supposed to go close to other bhikkhus.
Oh.
If they are other, even a junior bhikkhus, they come on the road, they should go aside.
Oh, okay.
Aside, so that junior monks can pass.
Okay.
Therefore, no, should not go and make garden do.
然后他说这个，他说这个，你不应该太靠近正常，不管他是他是上座还是下座，你都不应该太靠近的。他们走过来，你应该主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持，主持 别墅先实际上这样，一般他们都到了到傍晚到晚上的时候，他才开始拿起别墅衣服，然后拿起别墅衣服就直接跑回自己屋里，就锁上门，就躲在屋里边去了。然后他就这样早上起来，然后再把别墅衣服给放进去，然后一切就正常了。这个以前我们讲过，你当时不在是吧？
我那时候不在。
啊，对，就是说他
熏印度
啊，熏印度对。
那刚才长老解释的那个是说，合掌让路那个是甭管
是
上座，
不是合掌，不是合掌，只是让路，只是让路，只是让路，就是你
不
要和
上座
对
下座，
不管是对对，就只要他是清净品，你就不应该太高兴，
太高兴，
对。
大概这一生都有这个了。
So he is asking how much distance, he has to keep, how far he has to keep.
So the distance, he has to be a certain spot, but the other one can pass, no?、For example, if there is there are two columns,、so a junior comes from here, and the other monk will go to Parivasa, he goes to be aside, so to give him space to come.、There is no special distance, but he should not obstruct,、obstruct the movement of another monk, other monks, regular monks.He should step aside, maybe 1, 2, 3 steps, so that the other man can pass.
嗯，反正他说整个具体具有多远没有规定，但是你必须要给他让路，就是他你不能站在他路上，他看到靠近你就应该让路。
那如果他就是过来的这个就是护士，他的上座，他除了让路以外，是不是
啊？So he is asking that if passing by bhikkhu is a senior man, then should this bhikkhu who is undergoing parivasa pay respect to this senior man?
似乎有呢，陪坐期间不能礼敬。
No need. Usually parivasa man they should not go close to other ones. That is the principle.
Okay.
I don't need to repeat it again. So this is the principle, yes, you should aside. So not go in front of them and talk to them and I may go to make one and obstruct them and so on, nothing like that. You should go aside. Live different place. Like that. If they will give you a different kuti to live, they will tell you, go. They will tell you.
他说你理性也不要理性，就站到一边去，站到一边去。然后也不愿意跟他们说话，那种就是那个就是不要理性，不要设理性，也不要去跟他们说话。
那个就除了这十种那个不能理性的，他长老说那个外道出家众，那比如说那个我听说就是说一些神像啊，那个一些神像。
So he's asking two questions. The first question is that is it allowed for a bhikkhu to worship a statue of a god, a deva, something like that?
For a bhikkhu?
Yes.
Our teacher is the Buddha. We usually worship the Buddha. We don't worship other bodhisattvas and statues and Hindu devas and all these things.Sakradeva and so on. Now Sakradeva was the Kapakaru of Buddha. And Brahmadeva is going to come pay respect to the Buddha and monks. And
how you can go to the other way around? You have to pay respect. Even a living deva will come, you should not pay respect, let alone statues made of cement and wood and bricks and sand.
So he worshipped that he avoided any offense or something.
That's called it. It can be. It depends on the intention. Intention is what. If he actually adores this, so it's dukkata. He can be also regarded as mitchatit, because how he can worship all these called statues and so on. It's not a living. Even I'm telling you, even a living deva comes, he falls into dukkata. Let alone as called statues and so on.
就是第二个。
If any of you go in Mahayana temple or Hindu temple, all people they make glad. You also make glad. Look at that, because now you see some Mahayana temples are very big statues like that. Up to the
okay, so here's a second question. The second question is about this Mahayana temple. He said the second question is about Mahayana temple. He said that because in Mahayana temple they also worship Gautama Buddha, like
that. There is a statue of Gautama Buddha, you can pay respect, but you don't worship other things. It has not connected with Gautama Buddha.
But he is asking that sometimes the Gautama Buddha statue is very
not necessary. Actually, even these statues and so forth is not necessary to worship. They are just symbolic.
Okay.
But if the presentation is okay, is acceptable and so forth, to show the Buddha as a samana, as he is called, we can worship, appreciate, and reflect the Buddha's qualities. But if he is crowned with all golden crowns and all these kind of decorations and so forth, as if he came from a palace.
Okay.
So then you don't need to worship this kind of Buddha. It's just imaginary things which artists do, no? Just to attract people for donations. So then you don't need to do these things.
那你可以理解的，但是那如果说他那个佛头像已经带着各种王冠，好像从王宫里边出来，那你就不必去理解。
When I was in Indonesia, there was one temple. They were Theravada. They told me it's Theravada. But I have to give Dhamma talks for several days there, for maybe 1 week. And they had the altar, they never put any statue of the Gautama Buddha. There would be some Avalokiteshvara, some other statues. So therefore, whenever I enter the hall, there are crowds of people, but I never worshipped. So then, one day, they asked me, why Bande, we worship this altar and so forth, and you don't worship, why? I told him, look, teacher, the Gautama Buddha, there is some representation of him, I will worship. But I have no other teachers to worship. So then everybody was silent. No objections. From that time on, they wanted to ask this question again.
And 然后那个他那个他他那个他不不拜佛，然后人家开始问他说那个说那三十年来讲法你怎么不拜佛？然后他那个让这样说，我说我跟老师都是佛徒，然后我们并没有其他老师。然后问了他们，他让他这样说之后呢，然后那人就再也不让他拜佛。
这什么？
那人就再也没让他拜佛。
好，没让他拜佛。
反正我想问一下，在那个就是那个帕瓦禅里呢，有一种做法，就是当月那个上座那个比库，当月比库那个就是去世的时候，有一个葬礼嘛。
嗯。
那葬礼上就是一般那个下座比库，就是原来这个比库下座比库也那个不会去礼敬那个上座比库的尸体。
嗯。
然后我想，他们的那个就是我听到一种解释是，
失去留声
了。对对对。然后我看就是榕树林的做法有一点不同，我想请长老就是。
啊，榕树林，你看他那个一天还礼敬吗？我没注意他们礼敬吗？礼敬啊。是啊，还有什么？So he's asking that if a senior bhikkhu has already passed away, then the junior monks are not supposed to worship his corpse. The junior monks are not supposed to worship his corpse because this corpse has already lost his status as a bhikkhu. But he said nowadays it seems to be different. If a senior monk passed away, even if the corpse is there, the junior monk still worships it. Or kasa vandami banda, something like that. So can you explain this?
Just a custom, there is nothing. Even the Buddha's time has what? When the Buddha, after the cremation of the Buddha?
Mm.
So monks used to come and worship. It is not that.
To worship the ash or something?
Whatever, the remains.
Remains. Okay.
So, I think some reference in the commentary some might be there. So, then, therefore, now, someone will crying also.
Okay.
Not some, many crying. So, and then, of course, now they used to worship, but there is nobody there. But now, the same way now, if we go to the statue, there is not the Buddha there.
Okay.
The Buddha is not there. How you worship the statue? Okay, and we think there is some relic there. Sometimes they put the relic on the statue. We go to the Chetia also, and Rohan will say Anuradhapura, Svetagor. They worship. The Burmese one, they worship. But what is there? It's nobody there. It's the Buddha is not there. It's not the remains, the ashes, or I don't know. In Burma, they tell us about this, the hair. The hair of the Buddha. Okay. How long the hair can last? Maybe it is only decayed. We never know.
Okay.
But still, they worship.
Okay.
So then, the Burmese monks, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is just nobody is there. It's just the remains of the Buddha. So how you can explain this thing? So in same way now here we worship the ashes of Arindam or like that. It's like similar thing.
说这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 年他们说那个五月饭堂里边有佛的头发，可能是佛的头发可能也是早就已经腐烂了，这样说这个它是就只是一种习惯，并不是表示现在里边真是真是出于佛的礼服或者怎么样，包括他们现在的罗志云他们那个拜年上网当中的礼服也是一个道理。
啊，
对对对，
可是我记得还有如果一个职位比较低的人，那他曾经冒犯过一个比他高的一个，职位比他高的人，高的一个就是。
那冒犯什么意思？
啊？
那这些
冒犯就是比如说诽谤。啊，
诽谤。
比如说诽谤一个阿拉汉，然后诽谤之后，然后后来发现自己错了之后，他要重忏悔的时候，如果这个阿拉汉已经入灭，他需要去他的坟前去道歉。我 是听不听说类似这样的课吗？是是。
So he's asking that he heard some rumor that if some people who some people have spoken ill of spoken something bad of another person who has attained higher than him. For example, if this person is just a sotapanna and the other person is arahant or something like that, but he has higher attainment, and this person spoke ill about him, and then even
ill
spoke ill about
ill,
spoke ill about him, and then so he's asking that if that person has already passed away, but this person has not apologized to him, then he should go to his tomb. Or his remains, and ask for forgiveness. Is that true or not?
Yeah, there are some references in the commentaries like that. Because it says or not, you have to, especially for Arya Bhukalas, if we have done something wrong by body, speech, and mind towards them, there is a karma vibhaga, bad karma vibhaga. So in order to avoid that karma, bad karma vipaka, we have to apologize. So, and whether you go to the tomb or like that, it is still not late. Not late,
okay.
Still not late. Okay. You can still rectify it, if you want to rectify it.
然后他说：“他说那个，在那个在住处里边，确实有事儿有这样说嘛，就是说你如果是在那个。”身语一会儿会儿会儿那个那什么身语三方面任何一方面你冒犯圣旨的话，是要受不善业报的。他说为了避免这种不善业报，你应该对这圣旨道歉。他说哪怕你的圣旨已经去世，你能去对坟墓道歉，这也还不晚。
那活着的时候也应该道歉。
对，
他是下座也应该道歉。
不是下座不下座，是他是圣旨，是不管他是不是上座下座。
不，只要他是圣旨，应该道歉。
对，就是说你都对，你就不，你不得不是，这不是跟戒律没关系，就是说你是为了避免那不善业报而已，这跟戒律没有。
跟戒律没关系。
对，这跟戒律没关系。
然后呢，如果道歉的话，如果这位圣者已经入灭的圣者，他是下座，不是未达圣者。那这个时候应以什么样的方式去道歉，能够既不犯这条戒呢？
So he's asking that if this Arya Bhukala deceased Arya Bhukala is a junior monk or is Anubhasampan, then how should this bhikkhu apologize to this Arya Bhukala?
Can tell to the direction he thinks that this Arya Bhukala is, and tell one day or something like that, Abuso, you can tell Abuso. So then, whatever it's called, mistakes I make towards you before this speech of mine, please forgive to me. Simple as such. It doesn't mean to make Vandana or like Anjali like that,
okay. But
verbally or mentally he has to reflect.
他说你只需要你对着就是你认为他所在的方向，然后用口头说来，或者在心里想，说那个现有，说我对你那个犯于身于或者于意犯下的一切错误，都向你原谅就可以了，你不需要合掌，也不需要理解。
有哪些就是表示敬意的方式？就是同样表示一种问候或者问候跟打招呼的一种方式，是不算在内的。比如说点击的时候，这样算吗？就类似的，因为有些时候，如果说未来我们遇到一些比如说大圣或者是藏传的一些很有名的法师，那我们遇到他们的时候，为了出一种礼貌，怎么去回应他们？
So he's asking that so if it's not allowed for us to pay respect to let's say Mahayana monks or Tibetan monks, then what is the polite way to respond to their
just smile and finish.
Smile.
Hello, how are you and so what? Like you greet lay people like that? Mm. How to respond to lay people? Or if a lay person comes and he says bande and so what like that, oh how are you and so what, you smile to him. You don't make hello so like you can greet lay person. Oh. How to respond to lay person? What does it mean? Like this means?
什么意思呢？是中国人用点头吗？不还要点头吗？就是。所以it's just a Chinese way of greeting.
The other ways of greeting, the Western way of greeting is to shake hands, no?
The Japanese way of greeting is like this.
Huh?
The Japanese way of greeting is like this.
Yes, that is. So therefore now these are customary things monks should not follow. These are like how lay people greet each other. Okay. Monks should not greet. You must know that. Now this kind of difference between lay people or other monks and as called in your status a monk, it is your morality, your sila. Okay? So now these people have no sila. Most of them they don't follow sila. Now therefore now you should not worship a person who has inferior sila than you. Inferior sila. So then you give him the chance to think, okay, we're on the same patch. So then it's like you consent to the immoral life they lead. Okay. They lead immoral life. And you just want to creep them. To give them a chance to appreciate your reference, your respect towards them. You show respect towards them. This should not be done by monks. Therefore you have to keep your standards, your Sila standards. And you must know that most of these people who greet as a word immoral, you just smile. Don't show this kind of ordinary respect. As well, they show among them. Mm. Among them, they have in criminals. They have a kind of way of greetings. Mm. Criminals, they have a way of greetings. So, therefore, you don't participate in this kind of activity. They themselves is immoral person every day. You don't imitate them. Imitate the way they greet each other. But then, therefore now, we as Theravada monks should understand this and keep certain standards. So then, if somebody has inferior sila than you, usually don't worship. Okay? You don't pay respect, you don't show respect to him. So you just smile, you can treat him politely, but don't symbolically do this or put your head down to show that you are becoming humble in front of him, or you are equal with him, or you are lower than him. You should not make these movements by bodies, speech, and mind. That's good. So then, to show this kind of respect to that person.
嗯，就是说那个，就是那个，就你刚说的，但那个，大乘比丘也好，或者是那个藏传比丘也好，然后他们这些人，或者是没有戒的人，或者说他们那个戒行不完好，然后那么作为你自己来讲，你是一个有戒的人，然后你不应该就是戒宾，你不应该你兄弟戒宾你下一个人，然后你也不应该给他们一种机会，就是让他们认为你跟他们是一类人。 或者说让他们认为你认同了他们认为不道德生活方式。他说呢，总的来说那个出家人不应当去使用在家人或互相打招呼，在家人之间互相打招呼方式。比方说就是在家人有些人犯罪分子之间，然后他们可能会拿一个黑话互相打招呼。他说作为你作为出家人，你是不应该使用这个黑话。 然后他说你想不想跟他们打招呼，你就只是简单的微微笑一下可以，但是不要使用那个低头，等一些方式，然后这些方式可能就是这些方式，以至于这些方式让他们认为你跟他们可能是平等的，或者说你用这种方式表示你对他们的一种谦卑，或者说你用这种方式表示他们对他的一种尊重，这些都是不合适。
There are exceptions, four exceptions to seniority, table 104. Who is reading next? Then now, you see, it makes sense, no? Let's go. Now, sometimes I've seen one when Arunanda is eating. Mark said, going worship him. Big banner.
But usually in this case, he was don't worship.
Huh?
In this case, he was no, don't worship.
He tells me.
Yes. Every time he tells
me. But I've seen some monks, they don't receive that. He tells like that, but they don't see, they still, because of Andami Bande, they go away.
He said,
you shouldn't do like that, no? Not only with Arananda, but other monks. If they still drink something, not only eating, drinking, for example, they drink tea. You meet him in a Kilambasa bowl. They drink tea. One day, how you make your Nisidana down and start Okasa Vanda Vanda. It's not good. You have to wait. Wait till that monk finishes his drink, and then you can make one. And make, you have to take permission. One day, can I make one? You have to ask.
然后他说这不光是吃饭的事，就是比方说你在茶室里边碰到一个上座，发现他正在喝水或者喝茶，然后你不应该去，是立刻打住坐起来，就靠他们的，你应该等这个上座喝完了茶或者水之后呢，然后跟他学过去，说尊者我可以领进去吗？他说可以，然后你再靠他们。
这个里面说的领进是。
Is it the first thing that you have to do? So therefore, it is useless. You usually make Vandana in order to...
The
other person can become aware that we worship him.
Okay.
So, he is also tells him if he is walking, but he is not walking, there is another point, maybe he is missing here. If he is Anyavihito in Pali means he is absent-minded. Means he is busy with something else. For example, maybe he wants to stitch his robe, stitching his robe, and the monk makes him go vandana. He does not know that the monk makes vandana for him. So that is also, one should not worship monks who are anya vihitas, who are busy reading a book, or stitching a robe, or something like that. They are busy with something, or looking to the bird, looking to the tree. So then
you make anjali to him, make vandana to them. Because they are not aware of your presence. So then you have to first, if you want to draw your attention, you have to take permission. Usually we take permission before making a vandana to somebody, okay? You just don't rush in front of him and make vandana. So then you wait and see if that monkey is available, if he is ready to accept your vandana. Sometimes it is also, it's called nuisance. Nuisance sometimes, you become a nuisance once. So you must not become a nuisance by making vandana like that.
然后他说那个他是那个他是说你你是这个时候如果你不是那个上那个我看三班当地班的这种方式还是比方说你是科长的话那这种情况下其实那个你说你不会引起他的注意然后呢你然后那个其实没用的因为你就是你他可能就是一个地头上看不见你这个黑所以这这这这这没什么用处然后你之所以我看三班当地这种方式实际上就是被人引起他的注意然后那个关于这个最好那边说那个第四种他正在工作 然后这个地方他这个那个跟随那个巴里有人遇到人了我们应该翻译成他正在专注于其他事情比方说他正在看监控然后这个那个天上一直有小鸟或者怎样然后总之他还没有注意到那这种情况下你不应该那个是这上已经你应该他求个许可然后他把注意力转移到你的身上然后所以说千万不要就是那个一见到一个就这冲上去然后就开始离境
这种可能会影响人讨厌。我想来确认一下，这四种情况，如果是下座的时候，这个是指上座会参加的，上座同学，上座的时候，下座的时候，对。那如果那个下座没有参加的，下座就是没有。下座正式没什么可能。下座正式的，下座就专注其他事情的时候，这个时候突然来了一个上座。
Also, he's asking that if the senior monk is not wearing robes, then the junior monk should not worship him. If the senior monk is not wearing robes, then the junior monk should not worship him. He's asking that if the junior monk is not wearing robes, then is it an exemption for him not to worship?
See, it's not respectful, no. You can't be with your underrobe and go and worship others.
And similarly, he's asking if the junior monk is eating or the junior monk is engaged with some other work, then he should not worship or something. The junior
monk. I explained this.
Junior monk.
How you can do it? If he's eating, how you can make vandana?
I mean, he's asking whether it is necessary for this junior monk to stop eating and to do the vandana.
No. Now, regarding the eating time, even if, for example, the monk already, junior monk has already sat down to start eating, so maybe the most senior monk of the monastery might arrive in front of him, his teacher. He is not supposed to get up. This is special allowance for the Buddha.
So if not only anything, but see if this monk is engaged with some other ropes, like a stitching the rope or something, then still it's not necessary for this junior monk to worship.
Stitching the rope, of course, is different. Okay? During eating, yes, but not other activities. In that case, now, you see, something urgent work to do, and your teacher passes away, passes in that happens to pass in front of you. You have not seen for long. If you want to stop, you can stop and go and worship. But even then, if there's some urgent work, you just tell, okay, I will do it later. So you can just ignore it.
他说那个第一种情况，而且下座如果非常加上哈，这个肯定是不能不可以没上座。然后那个第二种情况，然后第三种情况，下座如果正在吃饭哈，这个就分得特别之前开始，就是下座到正在吃饭已经坐下了，在坐着吃饭。
已经坐下了，然后那个机器室，这个寺院里边那个最上座的礼部，那个那个基拉最高那个上座，经过的是那个经过进那个经过这个电梯，这个下座也不需要起坐。然后那个第四想的正在工作，这个取决于那个当时的那个工作紧急程度以及下座在本人的意愿。就比方说你当时那个工作可能比较着急，那你可以跟上座说那个就这里已经上面待会儿那个待会儿我手头工作安排说，或者说如果你这工作手头工作不是很紧急，那你可以先那个先停业工作，先离开上座。
还有下面请。
我刚才有一种情况，我想了解一下，就是说 是不是下头有义务，就是说坐的时候有上座来了，你就要跟他请求再坐下。这是义务，对吧？还有就是说，如果我在看书的话，每个人都给我上座，每个人进来，我每次都这样，我书都给我看了。这种情况是
这个
需要
这个我印象都这不是这个，这是我黑板里面。So he's asking that is it really a rule that if a junior monk is sitting but not eating, if a junior monk is sitting but not eating, but then a senior monk goes in and enters the room, then is it necessary for this junior monk to stand up?
Yes. Except eating, for the Buddha gave exceptions, but in other cases, usually. As called out of respect, the junior monk should get up of his seat. Because the other senior monks do not sitting down. If the other senior monk sits down, then all the junior monk can sit.
Or he gives permission, you can sit down.
Yes, that is also permission. You get permission.
But he's asking that even if he's reading, then still he has to.
Of course, as called, because now if you does not become aware, it is a different matter.
Okay.
But once you become aware, and you tell hello one day, how you and you go good new reading, your smartphone like that. So this look at it. You have to get up.
Yeah.
You can't be like that and so on.
他是这样的，就是说，如果你不是在吃饭，不是在喝水，就在那个地方坐，那坐着你可以干其他事，比如看书什么的。然后你已经发觉到这个上座已经进了。那这个情况你必须站起来，然后不那个，如果不站起来的话，就犯过错。
电脑房呢？
啊，
必须要站起来。
对，然后他说你站起来，你哪有什么你可以坐下，就是说或者上座已经坐下了，你就可以坐下，或者是他现在没坐下，他给你续本，他说你坐下吧，那你就可以坐下。然后那个他是他说什么？他说那个比方说你是在那个看书，就是因为你专注于看书，你没有看到他进来，那这是犯，但是当你觉察到他已经进来那一刻起，你就应该站起来。
看
的时候说出家人，进来
了。
那这个情况有没有必要说我一定要看一下他到底是上座还是下座？So he asking that. Suppose he's sitting and reading. So he noticed that someone has already entered the room.Is it necessary for him to ask to check or to ask whether this monk is a junior or senior? Is it necessary for him to check?
Of course, if he doesn't know, he has to check. The first thing, as soon as you meet a monk who don't know about his vasa, the first thing you ask it is how many vasa you have. In order to adjust your position, your position is whether you have to get up from your seat, or you have to make vadana to him, or you should ignore him like that. So you should not be like a passive vegetable, so you don't do anything. As soon as you see another monk, you should know. And to interrogate.
他说那个这个就像刚才说的，就是你见到一个陌生旅客，第一件事应该问他是在瓦萨。然后你这个例子也是类，你这个例子也是类似。那看到那个感觉到有一个人一个现象，首先你就应该去问看看他是你的那个上座还是没信。你下次你不应该表现被动，你不应该表现一个执着而已。
再说吧，
对啊，你不是你如果你真的就是百分之百认同，就是说只在看书的话，那没问题，你没有察觉到就没问题。但是你察觉到，你就应该问一下，是这个意思。
那是这样，就是在图书馆里边，那个如果我很清楚知道，就是我周围还是有座位的。就是不会说有。这位不知道上座还是下座的比库来，这出家人来的时候，他肯定就有座位。在这种情况下，我不去理会。
这跟他有没有坐没有任何关系，是他进了这个房间，然后他还没他那个他进了房间，他还没坐下。那你在他还没坐下这个期间，你发现了他，然后他是你的上座，你就应该站起来。
那问题现在在中国有几个人能坐？
我跟你说，不要去图书馆，我先跟你说了。没法看这个书，就是那个茶室啊，这算吃饭的范畴还是不算？
茶水喝水的话就能就定的就是一样，和吃饭是一样的。
那我看很多人都站起来了，我看他们。但我不可能不站，他们好像都已经习惯了，一定要进来，
okay.
一定要跟他们说的。
所以昨天in the grandmother room, even if the grandmother room, now even if the junior monk is drinking something, if they saw a senior monk coming, then they will immediately stop drinking and stand up and say, oh, cast something.
This is wrong because they don't know. Some monks, they don't know this rule. They have been told wrongly and so forth that as soon as you see a senior monk, they should get up. This is not the.
No,
practice they should do.
他说他们不知道，他们不懂，他们老师没有教他。其实这种情况是可以不用那个什么。
不用
的。对，如果你正在喝茶的话，对。
那我不好。
但是有的时候你可能只是拿着茶杯在跟别人聊天，你就行。
没有，我坐下来，大众还说赶快出来，赶快。
但没事，但一般他们这种上面很快就是谁让你坐下，马上。
对，但是你要说话，你要站起，要做动作呀。
你做动作，对，
你要站起来，还要阿萨什么的。他说：“哦，你坐，还是要做一个程序的。”
阿萨其实是不变，就一站起来就可以，一站起来他们就直接就一招手让你过。
那还有一种情况，比如说在打坐的时候，打坐的时候周围有人经过的时候，虽然你看不见，但你能听见声音吗？而且那个在寺院里边，通常那个能在禅堂里边舒舒服服的肯定是第二。那这个情况还有必要睁开眼睛吗？
So he's asking that if he's doing meditation in the meditation hall, like that, and he heard that someone is passing by him, he's passing next to him. Then is it necessary to open his eyes and check whether this monk is singing to me or not?
It's an extreme situation, you know. You see, now that time is not just for to worship each other, it's not the time to make vandana, it's for meditation. And, every monk should be supposed to be silent and keep sitting in his seat. That was the agreement, no, in that place. That is agreement. So, therefore, no, other senior monks, they can stand. But they shouldn't expect other junior monks to get up from the seat. The setting is different.
Okay.他说这个是不需要，因为在禅堂这个地方是有特殊约定的，就是说每个人他应该到那个老师，你既然在那个坐着的话，你就应该老师坐在那个坐上坐禅，然后整个在禅堂里面大家应该保持安静，不禅堂并不是应该坐礼敬的地方，那个状态下，然后作为一个上座，你在禅堂里面，你哪怕你站着在走路，你也不应该期望那个下座站起来对你礼敬。
那问题回来了，那如果禅堂符合这个条件，不如管
住啊，
不如管住。
Okay. So he's asking that if in the meditation hall this kind of agreement is there, then in the library, is it necessary for a junior monk who is reading to stand up and worship a senior monk?
What is the agreement in the library?
In the library here.
Is there any agreement?
I mean, is there any agreement?
No, no agreement like that.
No agreement.
No, there is no agreement. There were no senior monks come and so forth, usually some monk, even if he sits, they get permission. Permit the body. They can sit. The body will permit. You don't need to get up.
You don't need to get up.
If you get permission, it's okay. You just permit the body, and then the body will tell, okay, you can sit, and you can continue riding. You don't need to get up and make vandana. It is that for permission. Now, you must understand now, vandana time, it's different time. The others call showing respect time is different time. Okay, showing respect is now if a senior monk, for example, he comes in the hall. Okay, and you sit down. You have to he's standing. So usually you have to take permission to sit if you want to continue sitting, or you get up from your seat. You don't need to make vandana to him.
Okay.
Understand? Vandana is different period.
Okay.
You must understand these two different.
Okay. So it's not
you can ignore the vandana. Ignore the vandana, but you can't ignore
showing respect to him.
Okay, so that means in the library he doesn't have to stand up, but he has to ask permission to sitting.
Yeah, you don't need to to run after to find the path. Nisida, where my Nisida is, run after him. But when you wait, don't go, I have to worship him.
So he's asking that even if he's not in the library, in the computer room, he can also be sitting there and just ask for permission. Is okay?
Yes, if he wants to sit and so forth, he has to permission. If another senior man comes inside the room, we have to ask permission to sit. This is a different sila. Sila is called, achara. Achara. We are told, apa achara? Good manners, good behavior. This is different part of sila. Sometimes called abhisamacharika sila. Abhisamacharika.
Okay.
So then, now we have two kinds of silas, for example, here.
The Patimokkha sila and asara sila. You want to see that?
It's called Adi Brahma Chariya. Sealam. Okay. That was Abhi Sama Charika Sealam. So then, now, this is the this sila, you get both terms, you can tell him occur in Vinayapitaka and Sutta sometimes. Okay? Both terms. This is what the Buddha uses, the term what the Buddha uses. Okay. Now the first it refers to the holy life, which is the it is a sila which is the adi.
The beginning
of the holy life. Okay. This is the Patimokkha sila.
Okay. 然后他说呢，在经里面，包括在律藏里边，他说戒，它是分为两种，然后第一种呢，就是说是叫初犯行戒，初是开始的初，初犯行戒，然后初犯行戒它指就是八点摩法戒。就是一初犯行的意思，就是说它是犯行生活的起始部分，所以称为初犯行戒。然后第二种戒呢，叫做增上正行戒。然后增上正行戒，他会给大家解释。
Abhisamacharika sila, did you explain also that?
I didn't explain it. Because you
are faster than me. Okay. Abhisamacharika sila is called here. This is what the achara, no? It is a crucial word. So then, Abhi Samacharika, Abhi means higher. Samacharika is called
right.
Etiquette or manners or behavior, higher behavior.
Okay.
Sila regarding the higher behavior. So then, this is higher behavior. When I explain what it means.
然后这个词儿阿弥是增上的意思，然后然后后面词是正行的意思，然后是正行意思是说好习惯，是这样的意思，然后进一步意思再给大家解释。
So now we have samacharika sila. Samacharika sila is which you usually greet people, no? If you greet people, are you? So what is samacharika sila which lay people have? For example, they say, good morning, how are you? It's like that.
Samacharika sila. 对正行这种流行呢，就是说对在家人来说也有的，比方说见面之间互相打个招呼，比方说早上好你好，这是对在家人来说这是在家人正行戒。
No, Abhisamacharika is called higher behavior. If you see a senior monk, you sit down on the floor, you see a senior monk, you tell him, how are you, Bande? Good morning, lad. No, no. You get up from the seat. Okay? And then make, make Vandana, as mean Anjali to the senior monk. You can ask permission if you want to sit down. This is called higher behavior.
然后他说那个出家人说就是他们的行为应该比在人高一些，就比方说一个是圣的比库，那个见了你所见了你所处的方念，那你或者站起来，或者说你坐着时候，然后那个像起坐下的去，然后这个像这样的这个就是叫做那个增上正觉。
Same time also, if other monk, senior monk does not wear slippers, so then and the junior monk wears slippers. So in front of the senior monk, the junior monk has to remove his slippers.
In front of the senior monk?
How? 10 meters away, 50 meters away. In front means he's in the presence. The presence.
So how about this? He's walking, the senior monk is walking in front of the junior monk.
No, in front means in the presence. If he's present, if he's not absent,
okay. In the presence. Okay. 然后还有那个，对于下座比库来说，如果一个上座比库在场，然后上座比库他没有穿拖鞋，那下座比库也不应该穿拖鞋。
Same time, if the senior monk, the senior monk sits in the lower seat, the junior monk does not sit in higher seat.
然后呢，同样的，就比方说那上座比库，他要坐一个比较低的座位，然后就是那个下座比库不应该坐的比较高的座位。
So if the senior monk sits in the back seat. The junior one doesn't sit in front of the senior one. Doesn't stand in front in a row.
Okay.
If we go, for example, Minabada, the junior one doesn't stand in front of the senior one.
那个上座比库坐在后座，那下座比库不应该坐前座。然后如果排列的时候，那个上座比库排在后面，下座比库不应该排前面。
So there are many other a list of things. How junior monk should behave to senior monks. This is about behavior. Now, Vandana is also part of that. Okay? Part of that. And I'll explain about Vandana.
然后那个当然这个就是那个下座比库、上座比库应该坐正，还包括其他方面。然后那个李静是其中一个方面。然后张老师下面给大家解释那个李静。
So, Vandana, it is part of this. That's called Acharana. It is all belongs to Abhisamacharika Sila. But has to be done not always. It is as called. Now, if, for example, if you see a senior one, you should not go and worship him all the time. You become a nuisance, okay? But if you see now, as called, that senior one does not wear slippers, and you wear slippers, you have to remove your slippers. You are obliged to do that. Otherwise, look at it. Except if you ask permission to him. Now, you might not do vandana to him. That is up to you. There is no any dukkata. Why not doing vandana? But it's dukkata if you don't remove your slippers. Or if you don't take permission to wear your slippers.
然后他说那个就是这个李静是正行的一方面，但是并不是说那个一个那个上上次出现在你面前。 然后就一定要礼敬他，就是那个像欧卡萨万达米巴内这样礼敬他。那个这个就即使你不礼敬他，你就不用欧卡萨万达米这种方式去礼敬他。然后你也不会犯任何过错。相反的，如果说你一见到一上头，然后你就立刻穿上这礼敬他，这有时候让那个是那个反正让人讨厌。然后呢，但是如果另外一种情况，如果上头穿在他面前，他没有穿拖鞋，那这种情况下，或者你或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者或者
Therefore now in this sila you have achara. Okay. Which is good behavior. And if one does not follow the sila, then the opposite is the opposite is anachara. It is 굳이 누가 돼? 이게 wrong behavior.
他说这种就是这种自然条件，就正常条件，就是如果你遵守这种戒，然后你的行为就被称为那个正行。然后如果你不守这种戒，你的行为就是废行。然后就他说，There was one case, I don't know whether I told you or not, on very famous Mahanayaka. Mahanayaka means Amarapurinikaya. So then. He has been invited to go in the Kelan University in Colombo for a lecture.
Okay.
So, and then in the hall, there are many monks there, students, no? University monks. Mm-hmm. So in the hall was full of these monks. Mm-hmm. So then in the, now as soon as this Mahanayaka entered the hall, so he went towards the desk, and he turns his head and saw no monk gets up from his seat. And he asked, is there any Abhisamacharika Sila here? He asked him, only a few monks understood what it means, therefore 1, 2, 3 monks starting getting up. And because of these monks, other monks also starting getting up, without knowing what the problem is.
Okay.
Therefore, now in university, monks, they usually don't learn about any sila. Either Adi Brahmacharika sila or Abhisamacharika sila is out of the window. They don't like to have it inside the room.
Okay.
In university monks, they don't learn about such things. That is one case about this Mahanayaka monk. He was shocked. Because nobody would got up from his seat.
So it's another matter, or something?
Huh?
It's another matter, or something?
No, no. Matihi Panyasi.
Okay.
How do you know? okay. Different story.
So 这个报告，然后那个当时他去了讲堂的时候，然后他已经走到讲台了，然后他发现他走到讲台，然后那个就是人都坐满了，然后里边整个讲堂里面没有一个人行李，然后那个他就问说，他说这个讲堂里面有没有那个增上证件。 然后，但是大部分人听不懂这句话什么意思，然后只有这个极少数几个比较听懂，然后听懂这几个比较就站起来了，然后其他人虽然不懂什么意思，然后看着几个比划站起来就跟着站起来了，然后这就是这就是一个例子，就是在大学里边的一些出家人，就是既不学那个出犯行戒，也不学那个增上正行戒，就好像这个东西在窗外一样。
Okay, now time is over. Continue your questions tomorrow, no? So then, but I just a moment, I want to ask him something now for tomorrow. I want to show you how to wear the robes. Okay? So what happened with your robe? Did you get robes? No?
No, I can use this one. No problem. No problem.
Length, how much? Height, how much?
No problem.
Last time it is actually because of him, we have decided to cut the ropes because his rope was so big he could not wear it. Other monks, very quickly. Now, actually, this is how the problem started because of his long rope.
Okay.
What happened now? Did he change the rope? You can ask.
So
he's asking that when he gets over something, he will change his robe. Because if he changes his robe now, he has to put pandu, he has to make a couple of things. It's very troublesome.
He still has a rope.
Huh?
He has a rope.
You mean another rope?
Yes.
Okay, you can bring it tomorrow. Bring it tomorrow for you to show how to wear it, no, because it's very long. How to show now? Because you can't wear this rope. This is too long. If I show you tomorrow, then again, this way is difficult. You can bring the other rope. I can show you. Can train yourself wearing that rope. So then, one more thing is now, because now this is going to finish now. Tomorrow, if it is possible, to go through some exam papers. Exam papers with our questions. And then we have to check, for example, we ask a question and they are able to answer it. Like that, I want to check. Okay, they can. Therefore, we have to go through the exam papers, some questions and answers and so forth. We have to go train themselves, train them how to answer questions.
然后呢，那个从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从
Okay.
Okay.